shot that's first.
It was to be the first ever fully networked regular program that all the commercial stations would get together on and help promote. And it was, you know, hoped at the, in those days that it would be eventually sponsored, which came to pass because in our first year, De Beers Diamonds were our kind of one, you know, constant advertiser. And then Nescafe sponsored it for 9 years until they decided that they wanted to move on. But it was exciting because nobody really took it seriously in the early days because we were up against head-to-head the BBC Radio's flagship program on Radio 1, you know, the Top 40. And but I thought that maybe you could do a chart show in a slightly different way, and maybe with the collective responsibility of all the marketing and promotion departments and all the commercial radio stations around Britain, we could actually do something that would be significant and maybe surprise a few people.
Every Sunday, 4 till 7, this is the channel for hit music.
Smooth Operator, a remix of the song that was originally featured on her debut album, Diamond Life. That's Sade, up three places to number 18. Cross the North and South. Coming up to 6 minutes before 6 o'clock, this is David Jensen, good afternoon, making its debut on Coast to Coast National Independent Radio. This is the Network Top 30, and over the past few weeks we've been testing the system, and based on last week's sales and radio airplay, Shaky was number 10. This week he falls 7 to 17.
The chart that's first. Hi, I'm David Jensen. Join me this Sunday afternoon for the Network Chart Show. From 4 o'clock, we look back at some of the biggest hits from the past few years, as well as playing the future hits that are bubbling under. Then between 5 and 7, hear the nation's top 30 in compact disc stereo. It's the Network Chart on Sound FM, with a little help from Nescafe.
I think at that time, the Radio 1 chart had five times as many listeners as the commercial radio chart, and our big battle was to find a way of giving us some credibility.
Seven new entries today, and this booms in at Hit Song 7. Radiohead and Creep, they're a five-piece band from Oxford, originally released this single last summer, but it fell short of the top 75, but it's been a big hit on the American top 40, and so they've re-released it here. Radiohead, Creep, well done, guys. Gareth's debut single marked his third and final appearance on the Pepsi chart, the best of 2002, and the ninth cover version to feature. By selling over 850,000 in its first week, this song gave Gareth the second biggest ever chart debut for a new act. I think you can probably guess who the first is, and we'll talk to him very shortly. But Gareth Gates topped the chart for 4 weeks when it came out earlier this year.
Pepsi chart recap.
Press the button, my friend.
10 to 2.
Eminem Without Me ends the year at number 10. And number 1 for Liberty X ends the year at number 9. 8. The catch-up song, another number 1, ends the year at number 8.
7.
The only song that isn't a number 1 in the top 10 is Whenever, Wherever, Shakira, is a number 2, ends at 7.
6.
Gareth's number 1, Any One of Us, ends at number 6.
5.
Elvis Presley, 18 number 1s, the most ever. The Dilemma of Nelly and Kelly, a number 1, ends the year at 4. Enrique's number 1, ends the year, heroically, at 3. Gareth, Unchained Melody, ends the year at number 2.
Number 1.
Well, this time last year, he was down to the final 6 in Pop Idol. So who would have thought a year on he would have the biggest selling record of 2002? It is the Pop Idol, Will Young.
Good evening, Foxy. How are you?
I am very well. Now, Will, let's be honest.